Well, I think the European debt crisis, the appreciation of the Chinese yuan, and the recovery of the global economy are important, but in the meantime, do not ignore and neglect food security, because if we do, it will be too late to fix.
Now, the food crisis began several years back with a shortage of supplies, very high prices. Where do we stand now, in your view, on the food crisis?
The food prices have come down, mainly due to increased supply from China, India, U.S., and Europe. But food prices remain very high in many parts of the world, particularly in Africa. For example, Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, they are still facing very high food prices. So the global food prices is not over yet, particularly in some parts of Africa. So the prices remain very high.
There's been a lot of discussion of what to do about that, a lot of emphasis on increasing funding and aid for agriculture. What do you think should be done?
Many donors, many international organizations have committed to increase their funding for global food security. That's a good trend. But we have to convert this commitment of pledges to real action, real implementation. And we need to monitor which donors, which countries have really met their commitments.
So when you say real implementation and commitments, you're talking about money.
That's right.
How much?
For example, about a year ago, during the L'Aquila G8 summit, G8 countries committed $22 billion for global food security. It is not enough, but it's a good start. Even with $22 billion, we needed to make sure that the donors will meet their commitments.
Now, you're also talking about social protection. What do you mean by that?
Well, in short run, many poor needs to be protected, particularly women and children that do not have access to income, that do not have access to food. So they need to be protected. So social protection will provide food for the needy people in short run. But in long run, we have to make sure that these people will be able to move out of a social protection so they can really participate in economic growth. So that's why a combination of productive investment and social protection is needed so they can have food access in short run, and in long run, they can really engage in their income and employment opportunities.
Now, this year, the G8 and the G20 summits overlap. Is this in line with your call to bring in new players into the whole process?
Yes, indeed. The new players, such as China, India, Brazil, or even some of the African countries, have to be in a global platform because the development in these emerging economies can have tremendous impact at the global level. And these countries have really increased their shares in global economy, trade, and investment. And their role in global food security is also potentially large.
You're also calling for what you term a country-led bottom-up approach. Would you explain that?
Yes. Country-led really means that country designs its investment plans. It's not donor-driven. Country-led does not mean government-led. It means the local citizens, other stakeholders, the private sector should also be involved in developing that strategy. Any large-scale successes in cutting hunger have always been driven by country. For example, the Green Revolution in Asia, agriculture and rural reforms in China and Vietnam, and more recently, the African leaders have led a process to use 10% of their national budget to support 6% agriculture growth. Country-led means the country are in the driving seat in developing their development agenda.
Now, we're 5 years away from the target date for the Millennium Development Goals. Where does the world stand on reaching them?
Well, right now, we are very much off track, and we are dangerously off track. By 2015, we are supposed to reduce the number of hungry people to less than 600 million. But today, we have more than 1 billion people who are suffering from hunger. So the situation is very severe. But I truly believe that if the global leaders are committed, we can still achieve cutting hunger by half or even eliminate hunger altogether.